Compare and Contrast by Mizura. Read by X-Men Hater.
Hard Handmaiden.
Jedisar.
And Rhea 314.
How Raymond and Kevin Fight.
I must disagree with you. Respectfully, of course.
Naturally, I acknowledge your right to do so.
Thank you.
Do you believe that a repeating of my previously stated reasons might incline you to change your opinion?
I do not.
Well, then I suppose there is nothing more left to say on the subject.
How Jake and Amy Fight.
You are an immature, selfish, irresponsible person.
Well, hey, if that's how you want this conversation to go, agreed on all counts. Although I would like to point out that I did the dishes that one time for totally non-selfish reasons.
You did, but now you've tried using doing that to win an argument, so there. Selfish.
All right, fair enough. See what I did there? I made it so that instead of us having an argument, we're in complete agreement. Pretty mature, eh? How Raymond and Jake bond.
Selfish, immature, irresponsible.
How do you do that? That's exactly what Amy said, like, literally.
Hmm? Oh, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about me.
Right. I totally knew that.
You agree with my self-assessment, then?
Pass? Hey, how about I get us both another drink?
Consuming overly large quantities of alcoholic beverages rarely, if ever, solves anything. You should know this, Peralta.
Well, yeah, but A, it's fun, and B, I really want to talk you into going to a karaoke bar after this, and I figure my chances go way up if I get you drunk first.
How Kevin and Amy bond.
More wine?
Fill her right up, Kev.
I think that perhaps you have had enough. Besides, I would not want to keep you too late. Doubtlessly, you have work tomorrow.
You know what? Screw work. And screw guys.
Well put. Excuse me for a moment while I go and retrieve another bottle.
How Raymond and Kevin make up.
I was wrong.
No, I was wrong.
While I hold with the principle that two wrongs do not a right make, may I suggest that, in this particular instance, they do, i.e., that we might simply put the matter behind us.
An excellent suggestion.
Thank you. It is gratifying to hear you indulge in flattery. Would you perhaps care to dine out today, in a celebration of us having put this small difficulty behind us?
I was hoping you might agree to cook. That way, we might stay home, thereby preserving our access to the full amenities of home.
Say no more. Dinner at 7, then?
Let's make it 7:30.
A wonderful idea.
How Jake and Amy make up.
So maybe I was not 100% right.
Maybe I overreacted. A little.
I mean, simply because it's my personal opinion, that doesn't mean it's, you know, a fact. Like a fact sort of fact. It's just a, well, that's my opinion sort of fact. Totally different.
You were wrong.
Thank you. I was trying very hard not to have to say that, so really, thanks. Should we celebrate by ordering some pizza?
You pay for the pizza, I do the dishes after?
How about I pay for the pizza, I do the dishes after? Ha! Fooled you. Because we're ordering pizza and there's not going to be any dishes after, so that's a totally easy promise to make.
Ha! Fooled you. I'm going to eat dinner like a civilized person and use a plate.
Curses. Why do I have to be so insanely attracted to someone who is so clearly either an alien or a pod person? Are pod persons aliens, too? I guess it depends on the movie. Anyway, fine, you win, but I'm not using a plate, and that is final.
Fine.
The end!